Sparky Barnes, 2 home runs in this All-Star game. Goes just a little bit better than any of his predecessors. Lou Gehrig and Frankie Frisch were the only ones to hit more than one home run in the All-Star games in which they participated. Frisch getting 1 in 33 and 34, Gehrig making 1 in 36 and 37. Vaughn got his in the same game. Up at the dish is Cecil Travis. Count is 1-1. Buck has had one hit, 3 times at bat, a 2 base hit. He cracks a high fly, foul over near the Tiger dugout toward third, and it's taken by Stan Hack for the putout, the National League's third baseman. Harry Danning, the catcher, was right over there with him. One out in the 8th. Joe DiMaggio coming up. Joe has gone hitless. He's walked once, flied deep to right center field, and fouled out to third base. Claude Pessot, right-hander of the Chicago Cubs, now pitching, and lays a fastball in there, letter high, for a called strike. One strike on DeMott. The score is 5-2 in favor of the National Leaguers. Joe fouls a pitch that goes through a runway in the second deck. Coming up there, looked like a souvenir ball, but went right down through one of the runways. And the ball was traveling pretty fast. Maybe it's a good thing it did. Might have hurt someone. 2 strikes and nothing. Passo getting a new ball from umpire Pinelli. Dries his hand, blows on the meat hand now, rubs it dry. Boys are out there barking it up. That National League team feels pretty cocky right now. 3-run lead in the 8th inning. Passo starts his windup. Here's the pitch. DiMaggio drives to left center field. It's dropping safely and skidding past Reacher against the barrier to the 400-foot mark. And DiMaggio pulls up at second. A double between center fielder Reacher and left fielder Terry Moore. 2 base hits for DiMaggio. This game doesn't count, however, in the consecutive game record.
Here's the official paid attendance, 54,674. 5-4-6-7-4.
Ted Williams up there.
5-4.
Left-handed batter. Teddy's had one hit in 2 official times at bat. First pitch is outside, a fastball, little low, ball one. The official attendance just came in. I don't know whether you heard it or not, but it's 54,674. A nice crowd, but not the largest crowd that's been in this ballpark. Vaughn pitches a curve ball that fails to find the plate for ball 2. Broke a little inside to Williams. DiMaggio on second. 1 man out in the 8th. 5-2 in favor of the National Leaguers. There's the clutch. Sure, foul into the dirt. Right at the batter's feet. Ted going for a low breaking pitch. Just got on top of it. And the count is 2-1. Wind freshening up a bit and blowing from the left field corner toward the right field corner. Coming more in, just right in toward the plate from left field. Beautiful day for this ball game. Very high sky now. No clouds up there. Tough on the outfielders. Passo pitches. Williams fouls another one back. Strike 2 and the count is 2-2. Two strikes, 2 balls. Passo taking plenty of time out there. He knows he has a kid up there that wants to whale a tar out of this pitch. Now he's set. There's the clutch. He pitches. And Williams is called out on strikes on a knee-high pitch. 2 men out. Dominic DiMaggio coming up. Now here's brother and brother. Joe on second, Dom at the plate. Both of them right-hand batters. Joe a whole lot bigger than his brother. Both of them take about the same wide stance at the plate. Two men out. 5-2 in favor of the National Leaguers in the eighth inning. There's the clutch. Passo pitches. Dominic fouls back up in the screen. Strike one. One strike on Dominic. Passo looking at this new ball, examining it very carefully. Now he seems satisfied with it. He's a cagey pitcher out there. He takes his time, goes through a lot of motions. Now he's ready. And Dominic drives a hit into right field. Here comes Joe coming home. Joe DiMaggio scoring from second on brother Dominic's line single to right center. The score is now 5-3 in favor of the National Leaguers. Two out. Dominic DiMaggio on first. Lou Budrow coming up. Lou batted in a run in the sixth inning, the only time he's been at bat. Passo takes his stance. There's the clutch, the pitch. A very high fast one over the batter's head. Ball one. Throw to first, trying to nip the runner off. Nothing doing as Budrow took a cut at that pitch. The count is 1-1. Danning snapped the ball down to McCormick at first. But Dominic DiMaggio got back safely. Budrow at the plate with a count 1-1. Two out in the eighth. Passo pitches and Budrow singles through the box and over second. Little Dom is going to third as Reeser fumbles. And Budrow takes second. Reeser has looked bad on a couple of ground hits. Had Dominic DiMaggio foresight that Reeser would have fumbled that one, he'd have come all the way home. He had already stopped at second when Pete fumbled a bit. Then he headed for third, and Budrow went on to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate. The tying runs are on second and third. Two men are out in the eighth inning, and this is Fox's first time to bat. Budrow has done very nicely with two hits and two times at bat. Drove in a run the first time. Fox swings at a high, fast inside pitch for strike one. And the crowd is a bit noisy right now. I hope I'm getting this into the microphone. All right, Frank? One strike on Fox. Claude winds. Jimmy swings. Strike two. And Fox is really trying to belt that ball out of the lot. It's two strikes and nothing. Five-3 in favor of the National Leaguers. Dominic DiMaggio on third. Lou Budrow on second. Two strikes on Fox. Jimmy struck out on a high one. Passo getting him on three pitches. He went for all three of them. And that ends the eighth with one run, three hits, one error, two left on base. Travis first up. Fouled out to third baseman Hack. Joe DiMaggio doubled to right center. Ted Williams called out on strikes. Dominic DiMaggio doubled to right, scoring brother Joseph. Budrow singled to center. And when Reeser fumbled the hit, DiMaggio went to third and Budrow second on the error. Fox struck out on three pitches. The score now 5-3 in favor of the National Leaguers. Passo first up in the ninth, getting a fine hand from the crowd. He took care of a tough batter there when he had to. Claude bats them as he throws them right-handed. Eddie Smith out there on the hill, left-hander, the fourth National League pitcher to work. Each team has used four pitchers, and the first pitch is a called strike on Passo. And incidentally, Mr. Passo is quite a hitter. He has banged out several home runs for the Chicago Cubs. When it meant a lot while he was in there pitching, takes the next one outside, takes a look at it, rather. Ball one, 1-1. National Leaguers have made 10 hits so far. The American League, 8. The National League is leading by the same margin of runs, 2 runs. It's 5-3. Passot hits a drive to right field. Dominic DiMaggio is waiting for it and takes it for the putout. One away. Stan Hack is next. One hit, 3 times at bat. But Cookie Lavagetto is going to bat for Hack. Cookie Lavagetto of the Brooklyn Dodgers batting for Hack. He's a right-handed batter. Right name, Harry, but they all call him Cookie. He's a third baseman. First pitch, fouls behind. Coming back for it is Hayes, but the ball is in the stands. Bouncing right around down there where Virginia is. She almost got hit on Hayes. Been bad for the ball. Smitty gets a new ball from umpire Pinelli. He's in there looking for the sign. Hayes still in the crouch. Here's the pitch. Cookie socks a fast one to Jimmy Fox. A swell stop. He's tossing to Smith, and this time Smith gets his hoof on the bag out there to retire the runner. A nice play by Jimmy Fox, the first baseman. A hard hit smash. Curving foul. Jim had to go for it fast. Made the stop. Smith hurried over. Took the toss. And there's two away. Next, Terry Moore, left fielder who has gone hitless in 4 times at bat. Right-handed batter. First pitch, fastball in there, belt high for a called strike. And the next one. A high foul up first base way. Fox shielding his eyes from the sun with his glove is under it and takes it. And that ends the ninth for the National Leaguers. Now the American Leaguers come in facing a 2-run deficit. It's 5-3 in favor of the National League. Smith got by the ninth inning, retiring the side in order. No run, no hit, no error. Passot flied to Dominic DiMaggio in right. Lavagetto batted for Hack. Fox made a swell play on his fast bounder and tossed to Smith for the out at first. And Moore fouled to Fox. Lavagetto will play third, replacing Hack. We've got a new shortstop in there. Eddie Miller of the Boston Bees playing shortstop for the National Leaguers. And I guess that about takes care of the changes. Frankie Hayes will be the first batter up for the American League. Archie Vaughn can well afford to rest in this ninth inning. He did all right. He only made 3 hits. 2 of them home runs. He drove in 4 of the 5 runs scored by the National Leaguers.
Miller, of Boston, number 7, playing shortstop. Lavagetto, of Brooklyn, number 5, playing third base for the National League.
That's the only changes. Lavagetto playing third. Eddie Miller playing short. First pitch to Hayes, a called strike, as Passot broke it on the inside corner to this right-hand batter. This is Frank's first time at the plate. And the next one is hit a high fly in short center field. There's a gang of them out there for it. And second baseman takes it for the putout. A very high fly in short center field. 3 of them out there for it. And second baseman, Herman, took it for the putout. And Passot, all he has to do is get 2 more to win this ball game for the National Leaguers. Here's a pinch hitter. Ken Keltner batting for Smith. Ken Keltner of the Cleveland Indians batting for Smith. Takes the first pitch on the outside corner, letter high for a called strike. Right-handed batter, 2 out, 5-3 in favor of the National League. The pitch, Keltner smashes to shortstop. Miller boots the ball. And Keltner is on first on the error. It was a tricky bounder. came to Eddie Miller, the shortstop, on a bad bounce, and it scored, and rightly, as a base hit. That ball took a bad hop down there, hit Miller in the chest. He made a second grab at it, and it scored as a base hit for Keltner. He was batting for Smith, the pitcher. Now we have Flash Gordon up there. Joe's been at bat once, grounded to shortstop. First pitch, swinging strike. One man out in the ninth, 5-3 in favor of the National League. And the next pitch. Gordon lines a hit into right field. Keltner pulls up at second. Slaughter fielded that ball fast. The rally is on. There's a chance here for the American League. One man out and runners on first and second, the tying runs. And a fellow by the name of Buck Travis coming up, who has already hit one double in four times at bat and scored one run. Left-handed batter. One away in the ninth. 5-3 in favor of the National League. First pitch to Travis is a fast ball, a bit outside. Letter high, ball one. Keltner is on second, Gordon on first. Pesso pitching from the shoulder. Here it comes. And there's a foul ball drifting out left field way into the bullpen, usually occupied by the Tiger warm-up pitchers. Strike one and ball one. For the National League, Archie Vaughn has batted in four of the five runs. Terry Moore batted in the other with a long fly to left field. Vaughn is not in the game now. Eddie Miller playing short. Casso is ready. He pitches. A curved ball gets the outside corner for a call strike on Travis. Two strikes, one ball. One man out. Second and first occupied. Here's the pitch. Outside. Ball two. Two and two. Two balls, two strikes. There's the clutch. The pitch is coming. Another one outside. Ball three. Three and two. The crowd is hanging around. I haven't seen anybody go home yet. $54,674. Ted Williams has batted in one of the American League runs. Lou Budrow has batted in one. Dominic DiMaggio has batted in one. And Travis has a chance to bat in one right here. Pesso working on the new one, dries his hand, faces the batter. Here's the pitch. Ball four. That loads the bases. He tried to make him go for another outside pitch. Travis wouldn't swing. Three men on, one man out, and Joe DiMaggio up. Joe's had one hit, a double off Pesso the last time up. He walked once, flied deep to center field, fouled out to third base. That's the first base on balls issued by Pesso. Bucky Walters walked two, Whit Wyatt walked one. Derringer walked none. Three on, full windup. Here's the pitch. DiMaggio fouls, tops one, bounces it on the ground over toward the Tiger dugout behind third, where the American Leaguers are huddling today. Tying run is on second. Keltner on third. Joe Gordon on second. Buck Travis on first. One man out and one strike on DiMaggio. Joseph. Plenty of racket out here. Pesso's arm goes up for the pitch. DiMaggio swings at a fast one, and he was swinging from the heel cleats. High fast pitch. Joseph failed to meet it. He was really going. Going for three or four that time. Yeah, but he was going for more. All right, two strikes, one. A bounder to shortstop. Eddie Miller handles the ball fast. Here comes Keltner scoring. Miller's toss to Herman at second forces Travis. DiMaggio beat Herman's rather bad throw to McCormick. It pulled him off the bag. And there's only one out on the play. Instead of a double play, ending the ball game. Herman's throw from second to McCormick at first to try to complete the double. Pulled the first baseman off the bag and gave Joe DiMaggio a life at first. Gordon moved over to third. The score is 5-4 in favor of the National Leaguers. A big huddle out there at the pitcher's mound with Ted Williams coming up. And we'll see what the dope is. First and third occupied. Williams has had one hit, a double, has walked once, flied to center field and struck out. Now the tying run, the person that Joe Gordon is on third. First pitch to Williams, way outside, little high. It looked as though it might have possibly been a pitch out for Danning to take a peg at third base. However, Lavagetto isn't paying much attention to the base runner. He's protecting that territory. But Williams might push a hit down through there, playing right on the line between third and second. While Eddie Miller, the shortstop, is deep and over near second. Second baseman Herman up toward first. Foul ball right over our heads. Strike. Count is 1-1. Two men gone in the ninth. Five, four in favor of the National Leaguers. One strike and one ball. Ted Williams, the batter, Danning out of the crouch. Passo pitches. High, inside. Ball two, and Passo is asking umpire Babe Pinelli toss him a new ball. There's something wrong with that one. Babe does. Claude gives this one a going over. And this, boys and girls, is a ball game and has been one all afternoon. A real all-star affair. They've done everything, made errors, good plays, hits. The pitch, Williams hits a towering fly. It looks as though it's way up in there, way up, and the top hits the top deck, the third deck, and this ball game is over with the American League coming through again. It'll count as a home run because the ball is up on the top deck of the right field stands. Everybody grabbing Ted, patting him on the back. Joe Cronin has his hat off and is giving him a Dutch rub. Artie Fletcher is also on his back, and the kid really laced that one out. Boy, oh boy, it didn't go over the roof, but it hit the third deck barrier in right field, way up there, plenty high. The third home run made in this ball game. Archie Vaughn made two for the National Leaguers and drove in four of their five runs, and Williams came along with this one to win the ball game, knocking in Gordon and Joe DiMaggio and, of course, himself. So that makes the totals for the ninth inning. Two men out when the home run was hit and the winning run scored. Four runs. Three hits. No error. And none left on base. And the final score, the American Leaguers, 7 runs, 11 hits.
Time of game.
3 errors.
23 minutes.
American League, 7 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors. National League, 5 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. The winning pitcher, Edgar Smith of the Chicago White Sox, the last one in there, and the loser, Claude Pessot of the Chicago Cubs. So Chicago was very prominent in this. Boys and girls, this game came to you through WWJ and W45D, and it was quite a ball game. And now the American League has the edge on the National. 6-3. Started out today with 5-3. Now it's 6-3. And it looked for quite a while as though the National League was going to sort of upset the dope bucket. Because all the pregame dope was that the American League would have the power at the plate, while the National League would have the better pitching. However, up until this ninth inning, the National League not only had made more hits, but also more runs, and looked as though they were going to come in there
National League totals
with
five
a 5-2 victory.
Two errors.
After Frankie Hayes, first man up, with a score 5-3 in favor of the National League. Frankie Hayes, first up, popped a towering fly to second baseman Billy Harmon. Ken Keltner, then, of Cleveland Indians, batted for Smith, the pitcher, and singled. Joe Gordon kept it going with a single, Keltner stopping at second. Then Travis walked, filling the bases. Joe DiMaggio slapped a fast bounder to shortstop, which ordinarily would have been turned into a double play and a victory for the National League. Miller gathered up the ball all right, tossed to Herman at second, forcing Travis. But Herman's throw was a bit wide to first base. It pulled McCormick off the bag. DiMaggio, going fast, hit it before McCormick could get back or tag him, and was safe, preventing a double play on which Keltner scampered home from third. Then they had a big consultation out around the mound as to what to do with Ted Williams, with runners on first and third and two out. Shall we pitch to the kid, or shall we walk him and take a chance on Dominic DiMaggio, who would have been the next batter up with the bases loaded? They decided to pitch to Ted, and Ted took a crack at the second, third pitch, hit it high against the top barrier out in right field. A home run, scoring Gordon and DiMaggio ahead of him, ending the ball game with the American Leaguers winning 7-5. The pitching summaries of this game: Whitlow Wyatt, we'll take the National League first. Whitlow Wyatt of the Brooklyn Dodgers started, worked two innings, allowed no runs, no hits, struck out none and walked one. Paul Derringer followed him, worked for two, gave up one run, two hits, struck out one and walked none. Bucky Walters, also of the Cincinnati Reds, pitched two innings, gave up one run, three hits, struck out two and walked two. And Pissot, Claude Pissot of the Chicago Cubs, the last pitcher in there, worked the last three and was touched for five runs, six hits, struck out two, and walked one. He's the losing pitcher. For the American League, Bob Feller, the Cleveland Indians, worked the first three, allowed no runs, gave up one hit, struck out three, and walked none. Lefty Thornton Lee of the Chicago White Sox worked the next three. He gave up one run, four hits, struck out none, walked none. Sid Hudson pitched one inning and got himself into trouble in that seventh inning. First man up singled. Then Archie Vaughn hit the first of his two home runs, scoring behind Slaughter, who had singled. Hudson got rid of the rest of them without any further scoring, but his record for the one inning was two runs, three hits, struck out one and walked one. Edgar Smith of the Chicago White Sox pitched the eighth and ninth. Smitty struck out the first man to face him, Slaughter, and then Mr. Vaughn came through with his second home run in succession. He struck out the first man, Pete Reeser. Johnny Myers doubled off Smitty. Then Smitty fanned Slaughter. And with two out and Myers on second, Archie Vaughn repeated his performance of the seventh inning and homered off Smith to knock in Myers ahead of him. That ended the run scoring for the Nationals.